T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The suspected gunman in the death of Jonathan Diller, now formally charged with murder of a police officer, attempted murder, and criminal possession of a weapon. Queens DA Melinda Katz.
Their family can know today as they mourn the death of their husband, their father, and their son, that the person who did this will be held accountable in Queens County.
34-year-old Guy Rivera is at Jamaica Hospital and was ordered held without bail. The other man arrested, 41-year-old Lindy Jones, is due back in court today. Thousands more are expected at the Massapequa Funeral Home, where the wake continues today. Governor Hochul, who has ordered flags flown at half-staff, will pay her respects. Both Mayor Adams and former President Donald Trump were there yesterday.
The weather matched the somber mood outside the Massapequa Funeral Home, where dozens of people, some who knew Officer Diller and many who did not, came to pay their respects. Bernadette Masiello lives in the officer's neighborhood.
It's horrible. Everybody's affected by it. This isn't even just here. It's everywhere. You can go on social media and see the outpouring love and support and anger.
Jim Gaffey came from Islip to pay his respects.
You know, it's Holy Week and it's Easter, and so it's especially poignant. Look at all these people come out here, even in the weather. It's just terrible, and it just breaks my heart.
Funeral services will be held Saturday for the 31-year-old officer who leaves behind a wife and 9-month-old son. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Massapequa Park.
A GoFundMe has raised more than $500,000 for Diller's family, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation announced it would pay off the mortgage on Diller's home. It was presidential gridlock in Midtown Thursday, where Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton headlined a long-planned, star-studded fundraiser at Radio City that raised $25 million. There was no press access, but the Biden campaign conducted its own interview with all three.
The president held a 22-minute call with supporters across the nation while sitting next to former Presidents Obama and Clinton.
So I want to thank my buddies here. It was an honor working with them before when I was a senator and as vice president, and it's an honor now.
It is political firepower that former President Trump cannot muster, with so many of his former appointees saying he's unfit to run, and no support from the other living Republican president, George W. Bush. Andy Field, ABC News.
Biden, you can't hide!
Hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators chanted on the streets outside Radio City. Several were arrested for disorderly conduct. While the Democrats' event reportedly raised $25 million,
Trump campaign is claiming they have their own record-shattering fundraiser coming up next week. They say that will bring in some $33 million, but the former president has already had to spend at least $60 million in political contributions to pay his legal bills.
That's correspondent Mary Bruce. The Trump event is set for April 6th at Mar-a-Lago, where VIP admission reportedly runs more than $800,000.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets.
Yep, the Mets host their season opener today at Citi Field. It's a 1:40 start against the Brewers. Our Glenn Chuck is there and joins us.
Hey, let's go. Yeah, it's game number one. It is windy and chilly, as we've been talking about here, but that certainly doesn't matter because it's opening day. And a lot of storylines, of course, for the Mets as they start this new chapter. Carlos Mendoza, part of the Yankees for years, is now skipper of the Mets. And, of course, big news is that closer Edwin Diaz is also back here after missing all of last season. I caught up with Scott Gross. He's been the Mets fan since 1976.
I'm excited. I mean, listen, when it's supposed to be a really good season, things don't seem to work out. But I have a feeling I'm very, you know, optimistic about this season. And we have Edwin Diaz back. So I think that we'll be able to close games. I think that we're a young team. I think we're going to make it. I think we're going to get close to the playoffs. That's what I'm hoping.
Now, we should mention, Susan, the Mets are going to be holding a moment of silence for fallen NYPD officer Jonathan Diller. There's also a large sign atop the stadium with Diller's photo. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at opening day at Citi Field.
The funeral is today at Congregation Agudat Shalom in Stamford for former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He died Wednesday from complications from a fall. Governor Ned Lamont, Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, and former Senator Chris Dodd are all expected to attend. A second public memorial is expected to be held at a future date. Some new high-tech help to stamp out crime underground, specifically gun violence.
Mayor Adams demonstrating a gun detector, something he wants to see in the subway system.
Next now one. He's going to put his phone on his left side. Walk through one more time, please. Okay, so it didn't click on his phone, which is an electronic device. It clicked on where the gun is located.
He'd like the best technology to do the job, looking for responses in the next 90 days. They'd go where there's the most trouble.
A combination, for example, of where you're seeing gun arrests, where you're seeing shots fired.
The Legal Aid Society calls this flawed and says it creates significant invasions of privacy. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Police investigating a fatal shooting in East New York. That's where a 21-year-old man was shot multiple times in broad daylight at Belmont and Euclid Avenues just before 1 Thursday afternoon. He was rushed to Brookdale Hospital, but it was too late. So far, no word why he was shot and no arrests. A shakeup at the city's education department.
In a bold move, school's chancellor David Banks is dissolving the Division of Teaching and Learning.
And integrating its work into the Division of School Leadership. Without tremendous pedagogical and content experts closer to schools and districts, we can better support and accelerate the implementation of NYC Reads.
But as a result, Deputy Chancellor Carolyn Quintana, who heads the division, is stepping down at the end of the school year. This move comes as a surprise to many.
This part of the restructure was just one part. Over the next few weeks, you're going to hear several more changes that I'm making.
Banks assures there won't be job cuts, but rather a strategic realignment to bolster the implementation of NYC Reads, an initiative that has garnered strong support from teachers. Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Brooklyn ferry service to Governor's Island is set to run from Memorial Day through the end of June. Well, State Senator Andrew Gonardis is among those asking the state to pay for service beyond that.
We're calling for funding in the state budget to help make sure that that ferry service continues and so that people can still have access and the ability to get to Governor's Island all throughout the summer and throughout the fall in the year ahead.
He tells 1010 Winds there is huge demand among folks in Brooklyn who enjoy Governor's Island, and there's no money set aside at all for 2025. He, Assemblymember Joanne Simon, and Councilman Lincoln Ressler will join a rally at 11 a.m. at Pier 6 at Brooklyn Bridge Park. Help wanted at the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
When you wish upon a star.
They've announced a new Wishmakers Wanted campaign. They're seeking 1 million people or organizations to help them give life-changing experiences to children with critical illnesses. This comes ahead of April 29th, which is World Wish Day. Get all the info at wish.org. 1010 Winds Sports. It didn't look good early on for the Yankees, but they found a way to win on opening day in Houston.
Yeah, Susan, 5-4 the score as Aaron Judge and company made it 3 opening day wins in a row in 6 of their last 7.
This grew from the beginning. And you know, we talked about it's going to take everybody, and, you know, there was no panic or fear in this clubhouse and in that dugout. You know, we went down 3-0 to 4-0. You know, the guys just stayed locked in on their approach and what they had to do, and it all worked out.
Oswaldo Cabrera tied it with a home run. Alex Verdugo a tie-breaking sacrifice fly, and Clay Holmes saved the win, but Juan Soto saved the day when he threw out the tying run at the plate in the bottom of the 9th inning. Meantime, the other team in town will open its season today with rookie manager Carlos Mendoza.
What an honor, what a privilege to be in this position and to do it for the New York Mets. He's excited.
Mets and Milwaukee Brewers, a 1:40 start at Citi Field. Mark and A, 1010 Winds Sports on 92.3 FM.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Okay, so it may not be
Groundhog Day,
but we do have news about
Punxsutawney Phil,
who is a new dad. That's right. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club announced on social media that Phil and his wife, Phyllis, welcome two new babies. They say the whole thing came as a surprise to them. They didn't even know Phyllis was expecting. No word yet on names for the pups. Animal Care Centers of New York really needs help. They are extremely over capacity. They're caring for 315 dogs now. That is the highest number at their three shelters in a decade. Spokeswoman Katie Hansen says they're only built to comfortably house 185.
We're really struggling. We're struggling for space. We are putting pop-up kennels in all the offices. Wherever there's a nook and cranny, we're putting a dog. And there doesn't seem to be any light at the end of the tunnel at this time.
Well, if you're unsure whether now's the right time to adopt a pet, you can do a trial adoption where basically you foster the animal for about 2 weeks. Get all the info, check out the available dogs and cats and rabbits and guinea pigs at nycacc.org. Some cute overload posted on Mayor Adams' YouTube channel. Yes, those soothing sounds accompany video of a seal that had beached itself on Coney Island. It wasn't hurt or anything, just hanging out. The little guy was found by Elijah Hutchinson, the head of the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice. He called in experts who examined the seal. They determined he was okay, and they safely guided him back to the water. His honor says they got his seal of approval for a job well done.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.